I know that you say that in North Carolina alone, there will be massive impacts, particularly, and this is interesting because North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis voted against this bill because of the impact on Medicaid, and you say this will affect nearly 500,000 North Carolinians.
That's right. And Senator Tillis, you know, has been clear. He voted against the bill. He announced his retirement after voting against the bill. And he's been very vocal about what impact this bill is going to have for North Carolinians, particularly those who rely on the state's North Carolina Medicaid program or on food assistance, the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates that 515,000 North Carolinians at risk of losing their Medicaid, 120,000 at risk of losing their Affordable Care Act coverage, and 784,000 at risk of losing some of their SNAP benefits. So some pretty dire impacts in North Carolina and the surrounding economies as well.
And the SNAP benefits, basically, that is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program that for many, many years was basically called food stamps.
That's right. That's right. This would shift some of the costs onto the state. It has traditionally been paid for entirely by the federal government. This would shift some costs onto states. It would enact stricter work requirements that would result in families losing benefits more or less across the board, and really put a hole in state budgets. I think, you know, North Carolina is not prepared to budget for an increase in their own cost of SNAP, so they'll have to make some hard decisions about where that money comes from to continue the program.
The other area where there has been a lot of concern expressed, because this would continue a trend that we have seen for I wanted to say years, but actually probably decades of rural hospitals closing.
That's right. And I think that's one of the most crucial points, particularly with the Medicaid cuts, in addition to individuals losing benefits and not being able to go see a doctor when they need to. The rural hospital system, you know, over 120 rural hospitals have closed over the last decade. You know, more than 30 since COVID. North Carolina has five hospitals that are classified as acutely at risk of closing due to this bill because they have a tough revenue situation and get a lot of their revenue through Medicaid patients. So rural hospitals and nursing homes. North Carolina has 13 nursing homes that are at risk of closing. And so that's not just, of course, impacting those who are losing their Medicaid coverage, but costing jobs in communities. It makes it harder to go see a doctor. You have to travel farther if there's an emergency, and people will delay care. Overall, you know, a tough hit to rural economies.
Now, we have heard a lot about the impact on Medicaid, even the rural hospitals and some of these other things. But one of the things you list in your statement, something we may not have thought about, in that you maintain this is going to have a big impact on electricity prices as well.
That's right. And so what the bill does is it phases out the Inflation Reduction Act tax credit for particularly wind and solar more quickly, just over the next year or so, essentially, you know, repealing that statute. And right now, I think, you know, folks have heard that the build-out of data centers and artificial intelligence infrastructure, this is really putting demand on the electricity grid. It is, you know, moving energy consumption up for the first time in several decades. And so this is a time where we need more electricity, not less. And, you know, this is a time where we're going to be curtailing those sources, wind and solar, that the state relies on. I mean, North Carolina a couple years ago ranked fourth in the nation in solar generating capacity. So, you know, though that's an important part of the energy mix at a time when energy consumption is going up. So the estimates are that just in North Carolina, you could could see an 18% increase in electricity prices over the next few years.
Well, Alex, thank you so much for taking time to join us this morning and tell us some of your concerns about the Big Beautiful Bill, as it was called when it passed through Congress last week. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Tony.